frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Oh, how my heart beats tonight while we're dancing. It beats with a rhythm so gay. I'm so in love, says my heart, while we're dancing. It goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tay. Ooh, hold me, my love, for this night of romance, and we'll make both our hearts soon obey. Yeah, this is the thrill and the will of a heart when it goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tay. Gire, rigire, buondine, l'amore, la vita, godire ce fa. Quando ti vego piccino, il mio cuore sempre fa tic-tic-tic-tic-tic. Che te. Oh, gire, rigire, buondine, l'amore, la vita, godire ce fa. Quando te vego piccino, il mio cuore sempre fa tic-tic-tic-tic-te. My love for is not a romance, and we'll make both our hearts soon obey. Yeah, this is the thrill and the will of a heart when it goes tick-a-tee, tick-a-tee.
Ciao! That was Dean Martin and Tick-a-tee, tack-a-tay. It's hilarious. And this is Iggy Pop, and everybody's talking from his album, A Free.
Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Tacking off of a northeast wind, sailing on the summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Mm-hmm.
rocking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, I can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. And I don't want to leave my love behind. No, I don't want to leave my love behind. I don't want to leave.
And here is Railroad from the Panama Limited Jug Band's eponymous, is that the word? 1969 album called the Panama Limited Jug Band.
He's got it in his backyard. In his backyard.
Strange vocal technique there. And here is Karen Finley and I'm an Arse Man from the Uproar Tapes Volume 1.
No, Herr Schmidt, I will not shit in your mouth even if I do get to know you. I just want to smell the gas pass from your ass. Ooh, he said as I picked the dried cum off of the bedpost. He was like twirling that tool of his like it was some fire extinguisher. And then he took that tool and he put it up the wrong alley and took it out all brown and steamy and shiny. Ooh, it was all brown, ooh, ooh, taking it inside of me and he put it in the right hole. Ooh, you call that passion? You call that romance? You don't know what it's like for a woman to get cystitis. You don't know what it's like. I mean, I want it in the right hole, honey. Ooh, give it to me in that right hole. That right alley. That right tunnel of love. And I mean, I'm a 300-pound hussy who sits down and eats 30 Hershey bars at one sitting. Not like some anorexic ostrich like you, baby. Baby. Ooh, bulimia, mama. Bulimia, mama. Get your terms right. I don't care what you call it. It's damn unnatural of you. Up chucking all over the house in your stiletto heels. You so thin. You so thin. You wearing those tight jeans. And then you wear that pantyhose underneath it. Then you wear those dance skins. I hate women that wear dance skins all over the house. And then you wear those cotta underpants underneath them. Or those bikini up chuck underpants, and then you wear that mini pad. Oh, I got my mini pad on me now. Oh, I got that diaphragm in me now, about to take it out in 2 hours, honey. Got it up chuck all over the house. You are up chucking. You are throwing up on your own tuna. You aren't throwing up on my tuna casserole, honey. You throwing up on your own tuna, baby. Up chucking. I mean, like, how do you survive with a child that drools? Oh, I mean, whenever my child says fuck you, I fuck him in the ass. I turn him over and fuck him in the ass. I mean, like when I make my husband, ooh, when I make him his steak sandwich the way he likes it, he turns me over in the kitchen and lets me have it in the ass. He says, that's the way you deserve it, baby. That's the way I like it. Ooh, I love the cervix banger. Give it to me high and hard. I mean, it's the movement. I mean, it's the motion. The Big Bang Bruiser. I mean, how do you treat those little bastards, bitch, motherfucker? Settle down, girl. Settle down, girl. And I mean, like, I'm an ass man, honey. Ooh, I'm an ass man. I mean, even though I'm married with the works and the kids, I can't stop looking at butts. I can't stop looking at derriere. I can't stop looking at tush. Oh, I want some of that butt. I want some of that rump rump. engrossed, and once I spotted her in the subway, short, Hispanic, Chinese, or Jewish, ooh, all I wanted to do was to get my cock inside some of that rump rose butt action. Ooh, she wore those 4-inch cork wedgies that went out of style in the early 70s, and that polyester pants. I could see those underwear underneath them, and I just wanted to rip the crack of her pants. Ooh, I can't remember how, but the mitts, ooh, my mitts were against the small of her back. I wanted to get her against that cold, slimy, rat-turd wall and fuck the hell out of her. Mama, I want some rump roast now. I can't remember how, but I was cracking that ass. I had my hand inside a rump roast, but just before I was gonna push my tool inside her, I wanted to get some good butt action, because that's what I'm in for this for. And I got my arm inside that butt. It was feeling me up. I had my hand inside her, and when I took my hand out, I mean my elbow up into butt rump roast, I took it out, and when I looked at it, was all red and gooey with menstruation. I mean, bitch, you on the snatch rag? I mean, I got my hand in your snatch rag? How could you be on the rag, woman? How could you be on the period, be the best fuck in your life, be the best rape in your life, be the best cock in your life? And I was running. Ooh, I was running. I was running because I wanted to wash those hands, that menstruation coming off my fingers, coming off of my nails, but it wouldn't come out, wouldn't wash out of my fingernails. It wouldn't wash out of my lifeline. It'd be a long time before I use that hand to shake my dick after I pissed.
Back to 1977 with a live bonus track from the CD re-release of Lou Lewis Reformer's Save the Whale, that's W-A-I-L, and the track is Watch Yourself.
Well, yeah, you got to watch who's out.
Now it's over to Uncle Buffo. What you got this week, Buffo?
Thank you, Frogs. Well, that's Uncle Buffo to you.
And what have you got for us this week, Uncle Buffo?
That's better. Show some respect. I recorded this first piece off air and don't know who it's by, but it's a look at the music festival.
The late 60s and early 70s were the era of the rock festival. At sites which are now famous, like Woodstock and Monterey, young people gathered in their thousands to listen to music and celebrate their new ideals of peace and love. The message spread across the Atlantic to England. And if America had its Woodstock, then England had its Reading.
I saw a young guy trying to hitch a ride, so I slowed down the jeep. And while the window down said, "Where are you heading?" He said, "Mind your own friggin' business, pal. You know the little creep." I guessed from this that he was bound for Reading. He pulled me from the driver's seat, knocked me out with a single blow. Two flower children came by, they said, "Man, what's wrong?" I said, "Some guy just stole my Jeep. He didn't take my money, though. They mugged me, stole my wallet, and then ran along."
There's a new age dawning, pretty people coming from near and far. I tell you just how beautiful they are.
If I could just stop yawning.
Everybody, welcome to Reading! It's a beautiful day, yeah! And everybody is really beautiful, except for the guys who keep breaking through the barrier not paying the £12 admission fee. It's really uncool, guys, alright? And we're not going to let them ruin it for the rest of us, though, because this is Reading! And Reading's beautiful, yeah! So give us an F!
Yeah.
Give us an N!
Yeah.
Give us a C!
C!
Give us an H!
H!
What's that spell? Anyway, we've got an amazing lineup of music and happenings for you today. In a moment, we got a missing persons announcement. That's really exciting. And then at 1:30, Magic Pete's going to perform some of his songs for us. 2 o'clock, there'll be some problems with the sound system. Sorry. 2:30, one of the roadies will be electrocuted. Let's see now. 3 o'clock, Magic Pete will be back. 3:30, the people who are dancing naked in the river are going to be arrested. 4 o'clock, an announcement about some bum LSD, so watch out for that. Okay. 4:15, Magic Pete. 5 o'clock, King Crimson going to cancel. 5:15, Magic Pete again. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock riots with Hell's Angels. 7:20, Magic Pete. And 8 o'clock, the band you've all been waiting for, Spooky Toe.
Wait, hang on, whoa, I got that missing person announcement. Alright, there's a chick here, and she's lost a bloke. He's wearing jeans, he's got long hair, and he's a Virgo. So, if anyone's seen him, it's great.
Right, well, while we're waiting to find out, I've got another announcement. Apparently, there are a couple of guys who nearly drowned, right, when they tried to go for a swim in their sleeping bags. So please, if you're going to do that, don't zip them up, okay? Right, well, I'd like you all to give a warm welcome to a very good friend of mine, a singer and guitarist. He's very talented. You all know him from last time. It's Magic P, yeah!
There is a house in New Orleans. Hey, where's Dan, man? He's got all the joints we rolled and I want to get them from him.
Derek crashed in the van last night.
Oh, no. That's really heavy. This is my van. How am I going to get back now?
Nah, it's cool, man. It's cool. He's just asleep in it.
Oh, right. Hey, Derek.
Yeah?
Give us a J, will you?
J.
No, man. I'm looking for a joint so we can have a smoke.
What's that spell?
Oh, forget it. I'll find it myself.
Orleans. Oh, mama.
Excuse
get
me.
On, get on, get on, ten little
sorry.
Children.
No, yes, I'm indeed. Sorry to interrupt Magic Pete when he's really getting into it. Sorry about that, Magic. But I've got an announcement to make.
Hello?
I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is Spooky Tooth have cancelled.
Oh.
No, but the good news is that Magic Pete is going to play on for us for another hour. Hey, guys, it's Magic Pete.
Hey, did you hear that, man? Spooky Tooth have cancelled.
Yeah, it's
oh. What are you doing, man?
I'm getting some coffee together. Have you got the milk, man?
Why would I have bought the milkman? I don't even know.
Not the milkman, man. The milkman. I'm not talking about the guy who delivers it to the door, man.
What's the doorman got to do with it?
Oh, forget it. I'll go and buy some at Magic Dave's drugstore, man.
I warn you, there's a queue there, man.
Queue.
Oh, shut up, dude.
What's that spell?
And down in New Orleans.
Hello. I got sorry. Hello. I'm sorry to interrupt Magic Pete again. Sorry, Magic. But we've got a special guest who's just arrived, who I know you all want to see. And, hello. And he's waiting for you backstage. He's a guy who really knows how to get an audience up on its feet. Wherever he goes, he can whip them into a frenzy of excitement in no time at all. It's Magic Mike, yeah! Fire! Fire! Everyone else gets some fire!
Where's everyone gone?
It's a fire, man.
Where? I can't see him.
What's that spell?
I came upon a young free spirit wearing just digs in his hair. His name was Moonchild and he came from Woking. He wanted to escape the petrol fumes and the polluted air and get into some serious dope smoking. By the time we got past Backshot, we were half a dozen strong. Though the hordes of plainclothes policemen put us ill at ease, but the most surprising thing of all is how people stick it for so long, with the appalling lack of proper toilet facilities.
There's a new age dawning.
The next piece was written by Bill Bryson, an American treble writer who we have really taken to our hearts here in the UK. It's a visit to a Scottish pub.
I wandered along a series of back lanes and soon found myself in one of those dead districts that consist of windowless warehouses and garage doors that say, "No parking, garage in constant use." I took a series of turns that seemed to lead ever further away from society before finally bumbling into a short street that had a pub on the corner. Fancying a drink and a sit-down, I wandered inside. It was a dark place, and battered, and there were only two other customers, a pair of larcenous-looking men sitting side by side at the bar, drinking in silence. There was no one behind the bar. I took a stance at the far end of the counter and waited for a bit, but no one came. I drummed my fingers on the counter and puffed my cheeks and made assorted puckery shapes with my lips the way you do when you're waiting. And just why do we do that, do you suppose? It isn't even privately entertaining in the extremely low-level way that, say, peeling a blister or cleaning your fingernails with a thumbnail is. I cleaned my nails with a thumbnail and puffed my cheeks some more, but still no one came. Eventually, I noticed one of the men at the bar, eyeing me.
Hey, I'm Luca, he said.
I'm sorry, I replied.
Hell, baby, I do not morning.
He hoiked his head in the direction of a back room. I said, and nodded sagely, as if that explained it. I noticed that they were both still looking at me.
Yeah, I'm a poo.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm a poo,
he repeated. It appeared that he was a trifle intoxicated. I gave a small apologetic smile and explained that I came from the English-speaking world.
Yeah, in me, and I do not talk my donny. Dunning Kroon, De Kroon and Jun,
said his mate, and added,
We are spoon.
I nodded thoughtfully again, pushing my lower lip out slightly, as if that was all very clear to me now. Thank you. Just then, to my small relief, the barman appeared, looking unhappy and wiping his hands on a tea towel. He said to the two men, and then to me in a weary voice, I couldn't tell if it was a question or a statement. A pint of tenants, please, I said hopefully. He made an impatient noise as if I were avoiding his question. I'm sorry. Said the first customer, who apparently saw himself as my interpreter. I stood for some moments with my mouth open, trying to imagine what they were saying to me, wondering what mad impulse had bidden me to enter a pub in a district like this, and said in a quiet voice, Just a pint of tenants, I think. The barman sighed heavily and got me a pint. A minute later, I realized what they were trying to say to me was that this was the worst pub in the world in which to order lager, since all I would get was a glass of warm soap suds dispensed from a gasping, reluctant tap, and that really I should flee with my life while I could. I drank two sips of this interesting concoction, and, making as if I were going to the gents, slipped out a side door.
And that was narrated by Kerry Shale. Closing three are all from the BBC's Radio 4 comedy, The News Quiz, and all real press cuttings that they use to close the show. And it's good enough for them, and it's good enough for me, and I'll close this comedy spot with them.
The cutting from Construction News, read by Charlotte Green.
A scaffolder was unaware that he'd shot himself in the head with a rivet gun until he went to the canteen and found he couldn't take his hard hat off.
Thanks to Dan Gleibitz of Piddle Hinton for sending us that. Here's an item spotted in the Sunday Mail by Anne Thompson of Guildford.
A woman seen sitting in a parked car with both hands behind her head told paramedics she'd been shot and had been holding her brains in for an hour. But when they checked 23-year-old Linda Burnett from San Diego, California, they found she'd been hit by dough, which had exploded from a tin in the back of the car. Burnett reached back. She felt the dough, which she thought was her brains.
John Amos sent this in from the Isha Living Within magazine. Reading Crown Court have heard how James Robin stole a bike to make sure that he wasn't late for a hearing at the magistrates' court when he was appearing on a burglary charge.
Justin.
I have cutting from the Leicester Mercury sent in by Mrs. Valerie Joyce. A 43-year-old man was the worse for drink when he appeared before a judge at Leicester Crown Court. When asked to stand up at the dock, Brendan Marinan struggled to get up from a chair, saying, I will if I can. He also shouted to a friend in the public gallery, Is there any of that lager left? Marinan was swaying in the dock as he pleaded guilty to robbing a doctor of dihydrocodone tablets on November the 5th last year. He then guffawed with laughter. Judge Simon Hammond said he was adjourning the case for pre-sentence and medical reports. Marinan told him, You can do whatever you like. Judge Hammond warned him not to be intoxicated at the sentencing hearing on August the 3rd. Marinan said, okie dokie, several times, and cackled with uncontrollable laughter. Judge Hammond told him, you might not be laughing at the end of the day. Marinan was released on conditional bail as he staggered out, followed by three friends. One said, I can't believe he got away with that.
Mr. Hamilton.
This is from Colin J. Brennan, and it's from the Irish Times.
Sergeant O'Riordan said that when Crowe was interviewed, he asked the Garda what evidence they had against him. They told him that he had been identified at the scene. Crowe replied, "That's bullshit. Nobody saw me. I had a balaclava and gloves."
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And back to you, Frogs.
Thank you, Uncle Buffo. And here's Patti Smith and Art of the Gold Rush from her new album, Banger.
Dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. They were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home. Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.
Is Ray Wild Hubbard and Lazarus from the Grifters Hymnal.
guitars and drums, high and low down, just some dumb bombs. Gave my hotel, your rehearsal's overrated. The Baptist will tell you it's all predestinated. Between the devil and God, between the first breath and last, somewhere under heaven with no future and a hell of a past. We in the mud and scum of things, moaning, crying, lying. Hey, at least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. At least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. So here we are now, still pursuing grace. We ain't easy to look at and keep a straight face. Inspired by Rimbaud, whoa, ain't angelic. Influenced by the dead, it just gets you psychedelic. Between the devil and God, between the first breath and last, somewhere under heaven with no future and a hell of a past. We in the mud and scum of things, moaning, crying, lying. Hey, at least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. At least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. So here we are now, kind of like abandoned dogs, wrapped up in gunny sacks, singing cast iron songs. We're weird old America, we're grinning with sharp teeth. We're beautiful on the surface, rotten underneath. Between the devil and God, between the first breath and last, somewhere under heaven with no future and a hell of a past. We in the mud and scum of things, moaning, crying, lying. Hey, at least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. At least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying. At least we ain't Lazarus and had to think twice about dying.
The always wonderful and sadly unknown Bridget St. John and The Pebble and the Man.
Little pebble upon the sand, now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand, from where I'm lying here in your hand, you to me are but a passing dream. The sun will always shine where you stand, depending in which land you may find yourself. Now you have my blessing, go your way. Little pebble upon the sand, now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand, from where I'm lying here in your hand, you to me are but a passing dream. The sun will always shine where you stand, depending in which land you blessing go your way. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. All our souls are deeper than you can see. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. La 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 la. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. All our souls are deeper than you can see. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be.
We have another favourite of John Peel's later. I downloaded Firewater's new album, International Orange, just because it was one of the answers in a multi-part question in the most hard-ass bitch of a show, Round Britain Quiz, and I'm glad I did. Here's ex-millionaire Mambo.
As the Pope on a dead afternoon, minding your business when somebody burned a bank. It's funny how money can go up in smoke. Everyone scoffed and nobody left to thank. Swiss account. It's tough to be chic when you live in a cardboard box. And the radio playing the same old bad news. Jingles remind you your savings are in your sock. Surprising, the devil invented revenge. Oh, but every good captain goes down with the ship. You paid for the movie, you might as well see the end. Thank you.
Chris Barber and Too Many Drivers from the album London Palladium, recorded in 1961 after his band came top of that year's Jazz News Reader's Poll. That was Chris Barber's jazz band with the vocal provided by Ottilie Patterson. And next, the trips are provided by Pat. It's from a session for John Peel. It's by The Fool from the album The Wonderful and Frightening. And it's Pat Trip Dispenser.
Patrol Star. Psychic knows he did not know that there are no